I personally want to thank everybody for investing, whether it be through your through finances, whether it be through time, whether it be whatever it may be. But you just heard from youth, not just today, but this whole summer, on what went on. And it's just such a blessing as your pastor to see this and to see each and every one of you just grow and spiritually grow to a point that is just so rewarding. And so this sermon, since we've been talking about youth, we've been talking about kids, and we have they're going back to school, so I really want to focus in on you guys. And I got to be honest with you, this is my first sermon directly to Generation Z. And so I want to be able to be really relatable to you guys, all right? And it's not just because I'm wearing sneakers, that's just because my feet hurt. But a lot of younger people wear sneakers when they preach, that's cool. But this sermon is for everybody as well. But I want to dedicate this to Generation Z. So, if you'd help me out with the next slide, please. This is the title of my sermon, Good Vibes. Now, I want this... I don't want to make this awkward. And I know that this may not be the goat of sermons, but I do want to kill this, or kill it. And as long as this sermon is dope, good, then I know it will be cheddar. And that's a hundo P. So hopefully it will be lit. How was that? Is that all right? Not good. Okay. All right. Let me survive here. Okay. Good vibes is this. Some of you may have heard of vibes before. I've heard it before. Somebody said, "Oh, he's putting off some good vibes," or "Oh, she's putting off." Well, I'm going to help you as your pastor this morning and tell you what good vibes is. What are these people talking about? Vibes to many people mean feelings. Vibes means something that's good feelings, bad feelings. So you're talking to somebody, you know, who's a little bit younger, and you know they got, you know, they're well, he kind of sent off some bad vibes. Now you know what that means. Youth knows what I'm talking about. You guys are zoned in. Look, all four and more, they're looking at it. I'm relating to them. That's good. Some people go farther with vibes and say that it's releasing the vibration of their system. I'm just doing some research here, okay? I'm not going to judge if you feel that way, but I took it as good feelings, bad feelings. So here's my first point. Walk in the good vibes. Walk in the good vibes. I even have some very flashy stuff for you guys as well. What do I mean by this? What I mean is God loves you. He cares for you. There's two ways to go. Good vibes is sending off good things. Bad vibes is not. When we walk in the good vibes, people notice. But what is even more important and valuable is that we walk in the good vibes in our personal life. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22 says this, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them, and healing to their whole body." This is in your life, in your church, and in your personal times with family and everywhere around you. So my second point is, throw some shade at bad vibes. There's a definition there, throwing shade. What am I talking about? I want you to throw shade at Satan when he comes your way. This is getting good. I want you to be able to identify what is good, what is bad.
Right.
I want you to be able to be led by God, for the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you during this time in school and your personal life. And when things go bad, throw some shade at it. How is that? You guys, I think everybody's following along here. This is good. But we have done a series in the book of James. And one of the things James talks about is your tongue. And what he's saying is that words can be very powerful and destructive. This is not just for us as adults and working at our jobs and family situations. This is also for you guys too. You have to be able to know that when you're in the school environment or you're in whatever environment may be, there's two things you can do. You can either build somebody up or you can tear somebody down. And it's simple, just by words. So remember to walk with the Lord in those situations. And the third point is to go after God vibes. Now, I don't want y'all to think that's heresy or anything. I'm just trying to put a play on words. But what I'm saying is, go after what God wants. You see, I know for a fact, because I went to school too, there's a lot of different ways to choose. But no matter, even in school or in our personal life, there's only one right way. And that's the truth. Right. Jesus is the truth. And what we say can change everything. But we have to start from inside our heart. Jesus said that it's not what comes from inside that defiles you, for out of a person's heart comes evil thoughts. And that's what it is. We have to start from the heart. We have to evaluate our heart. We have to be able to go and do the things for Christ, but we have to start inside and make sure we're legit as well. Yes. It's very important. And Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 through 25, guard your heart above all else. Guard your heart. And he says, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead, Solomon says, and fix your eyes on what lies before you. You guys are going to be in school. You guys know this. There's going to be people that they're just going to be just not good for you. Can I be honest? There's some things going on in school that we can't even really talk about. But you guys know the right and wrong. You guys know what you should do, what you shouldn't do, because you have God with you. But you have to be able to focus in. Evaluate your heart like David did. Make sure that this is of God and not of God. You see, we all battle the flesh. We all have to get rid of the bad thoughts in our minds. We're all tempted to do different things. We all have struggles. Is anybody with me? Is it just me? All of us do. We have to be able to go after God and continue that process through the good and through the bad. So, here is the hot tea on this sermon. Y'all gonna have to look that one up. Yeah, you're gonna have to look that one up. So I want you guys to focus in on these four things, all of us. The first thing is, let God guide your heart, not you. Don't let people guide your heart. Don't let some person who thinks they know everything guide your heart. Don't let music guide your heart. Don't let what you hear in school or class or the locker room or whatever it may be in your environment, don't let them guard your heart. Let God guide your heart, not you. Amen. Second thing is this. Let the Bible protect your heart. The Word of God is true, and it never falls. Everything else will pass away, but God's Word will always stand. Amen. And although society may say otherwise, that's not what God says. Yes. And we go by what God says, not man. Hallelujah. Let the Bible protect your heart. Third thing is, let your mind focus on Christ. We have a lot of distractions with technology, with things going on in our lives, with school, whatever it may be, family. Seems like every time I see the road ends, they're out in a game coaching or doing something. Things happen. Families, you're very busy. Personally, I start every single day off focusing on Christ. It's God first. I want my mind to be right. I want my heart to be right. I want to pray. I want to sing. I want to focus in. I want to do my devotional. And then I'll face the day. What about you? Let your mind focus on Christ. The fourth one is, let the Holy Spirit guide your life. As I said before in previous sermons, there's two things that we can do. We can either feed the flesh of evil, or we can feed the spiritual things and guide God our lives. We have two options. Right. Which one do you want to feed? Which one do you want to grow? Which one do you want to be better? Go with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit does convict us. But you know, the Holy Spirit, he does other things. He gives us hope. He gives us warning. He gives us direction. There'll be times where we're in this bad situation and the Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, you probably need to get out of this situation because something bad's going to happen. You're flirting with sin, or you're about to do something that's not wise, not of God. Whatever it may be, all you have to do is say, Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me in this situation. You're going to be tempted not just with the normal sins that we talk about. You're going to be tempted to flip out. You're going to be tempted to have anger. You're going to be tempted to say things that you probably shouldn't have said, and then you have to go back and regret it. Guess what? We've all had to do that. You won't be exempt. But when you have the Holy Spirit that guides you, you're going to do good things. Whenever challenging or bad things that are of God or not of God come your way, guard your hearts, friends. Guard your hearts. And as Solomon said, stay on the straight path. Look ahead. Don't look around. Everything is connected to the heart. God loves you. So do we. We are proud of you. We love you. We're always here for you. The leaders are here for you. It's okay to come and talk to us. We want you to. If you have questions, ask them. It's okay. And you guys know that, but I just want to remind you that we're here for you and we want to help you and help the process of your spiritual life. It's a continual thing. It is a relationship with Christ. And we want to be there to help you. And this goes for all of us as well. You know, we got some things in our lives that sometimes we have to evaluate. We got families. We have coworkers. We have friends. We have situations where we have to have the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we have to know and be able to detect what is of God, what is not of God, what is good, what is not. And he is here to help you do that. So to conclude this service, I want all of the youth to come up to the front. And I'd like all the kids to come up to the front as well. And then I want us to just pray over the youth and the kids. Because, you know, I know you guys love camp. I know it was awesome. But you guys got another year before you go back. And so we want you to be connected and be focused in and want you to be spiritually strengthened every week. And we want you to be able to draw closer to God. And we want to pray over you. It's just simple as that. We want that to be every week. Because it's not just one time. We don't want you to have God moments just in July on the third week. We want you to have God moments every week. All the time. And God does too. So I'm going to ask if Dustin would come up, please. And play some music. And you may be doing it solo, but that's okay. And I'm going to ask all the youth, Reuben, if you would at this time, and all of our youth, Rave, I'm going to ask if Noah and Jess as well, could you please come up and just help pray over them? I want all the elders, everybody from the church, if you'd like to, just to come up. We're just going to pray over them. We love you guys. We care for you. You guys can come up at this time. All the leaders, people of the church, we just want to pray for you. Got all the kids coming in. Some of them are starting school very soon, for sure next week. Some of you may be starting this week, but we would, while we have you guys here, we just want to pray over you. I'm going to ask if Ruth and Keith please come up as well. If anybody else in the church wants to come up, we just simply want to pray with you guys. We're going to place our hands on you. If you would, just youth, just get close right here. Maybe your parents and you want to pray for your kids, that's okay too. We don't have some kind of special way to do this. We just want to pray for you. Let's do this at this time. Father God, we pray right now with all of our hands stretched toward these youth and these kids. Lord, we pray a hedge of protection over each and every one of them. Lord, you are the protector. You're our defender. And Lord, in these critical times in the youth and the kids' lives, we pray right now in Jesus' name that you be with them. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask that you be with them. I ask that you guide them. Give them peace when they have no peace. Give them strength when they have no strength. Give them hope when there seems there is no hope. Lord, that you continue to use them and push them and guide them and direct them. Lord, we love all these youth and these kids. And when this school year comes, they will be ready. When the enemy comes and attacks, they will be ready. They will have the shield. They'll have the helmet. They'll have the all of the armor of God. And they will be ready to come back and say, this is what you say, but this is what the Word of God says. And they rely on you, Lord, in your Word, not man. Oh, Lord, I pray for good health. We pray for prosperous health, that they will have a wonderful time and learn. And I also pray, Lord, that you will use them to speak to others. Lord, we know that there's a lot of bad things that happen in school. We know that there's troubling times, and we pray, Lord, that you use your children of God in the school system. Whatever situation, oh God, may you use us. Lord, we love you. We love you, and it's all for you. Oh, Jesus, we love you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.